Hello, everybody, and welcome. With Bob Christopher, this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you, our listeners, hear, believe, and live in the good news of Jesus Christ. Our listener lines are open, and we'll welcome your calls now at 844-322-2742. If you have a Bible question, or if you're dealing with some difficult personal issue, let us hear from you. The lines are open, so call now, 844-322-2742, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, welcome to Basic Gospel, everybody. We're so glad that you are joining with us today on this edition of the broadcast. We do have plenty of open lines right now, and let's make it a conversation today. Let's talk about things that are on your mind. Let's talk about Bible passages that you may have difficulty understanding. You want some clarity as far as the meaning, the interpretation goes. There's lots to talk about, so let's take advantage of this next 25 minutes and talk together about the grace of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. The number 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Here's a powerful passage, a passage that has always encouraged me in my walk with the Lord, and I know it will be an encouragement to you as well. It's from Peter's second letter, the first chapter, starting in verse 3. He says this: His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence. So we were lost, we were dead in trespasses and sins, we had an emptiness inside of us. We were floundering as far as life was concerned. We were trying to figure it out. And the reason we had such difficulty is because we didn't have the tools. We didn't have life itself. Now, through faith in Jesus Christ, through the grace of God that's been poured out onto us in Christ, we have this promise. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. We have everything we need. We've been equipped to live the abundant life and live it to the full. So all of this is the result of God's work of grace through Jesus. He made us alive together with Christ. And these things pertaining to life and godliness come through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire. Now, all month, we have been talking about the difference between man-made religion and the grace of God, the things that we come up with, the rules, the regulations, the rituals to try to improve our status with God, try to improve our position before God, the things that we do to climb the spiritual ladder. That's what man-made religion is all about. Now, here's the problem. Man-made religion means that we're still stuck in this world that is filled with corruption caused by sinful desire. And these man-made efforts are attempts to escape, attempts to crush those desires inside of us so that we can be pleasing to God. So man-made religion is this fight against the corruption that's in the world because of sinful desires. A relationship with Jesus Christ, brought about by grace through faith in Jesus, is a relationship that equips us with everything that we need for life and godliness, is a relationship that is built on great and precious promises, built on this expectation and hope that we can participate in the divine nature, that we can have the very life of Christ being poured out through us. We can reflect the very goodness of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God out there in the world. So there's the difference. Man-made religion tries to attack the corruption that is in the world, or defeat and gain victory over the corruption in the world that is caused by sinful desires. that is something that we don't have the power to overcome. That takes resurrection power. And that's why God sent Jesus to take away our sins once and for all. That's why God sent Jesus and raised him back to life through the power of resurrection so that we could overcome and live victoriously. So man-made religion, there's no victory there. There's constant failure. There's constant trying to lift yourself up by your bootstraps. There's constant striving. There's constant struggle. That's man-made religion. And every time that you move down that path, you're going to experience frustration. You're going to experience guilt and fear and shame. Why? Because you will be constantly giving in to the corruption that's in the world caused by sinful desires. So we need to let go of those man-made religious activities. That's a step back into bondage. We need to let go of that and to live in the victory that is already ours, brought about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That will get us focused on the fact that we have everything that we need for life and godliness. It will get us focused on the great and precious promises that God has given to us in Christ, and it will get us focused on this new life that we have and participating in the divine nature. It's quite a contrast. So, folks, which do you want? Are you content with man-made religion? If so, you are destined for a life of frustration and struggle and striving and weariness and all of those sort of things. But if you want to let go of that and really walk in the victory that is yours in Christ, then that is a by grace through faith reality. Well, I hope that's an encouragement to you. Take a deeper look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Spend some time looking at that. I know it will be a wonderful blessing in your life. Well, my name's Bob Christopher. So glad you are with us today. This is Basic Gospel. The number is 844-322-2742. Call right now. Let's have a conversation about the things that are on your mind, about the things of Scripture, maybe some Bible passages that you're not clear on. Let's talk about it today on Basic Gospel, 844-322-2742. We have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands this month. It is Andrew Farley's book, God Without Religion. It's a wonderful read, a book that will put a smile on your face, put joy in your heart, as you recognize the completeness of what God has accomplished for you in Christ Jesus. And you will walk away from all that man-made stuff and truly embrace all that you have in Christ that was given to you by grace through faith. So this is the resource that we want to send you as our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month. And you can go online to make that contribution. It's basicgospel.net, basicgospel.net. Just click the donate button, follow the instructions, and then request your copy of God Without Religion, and we'll send it to you very, very quickly. And certainly we need your help. We need your support. It's vital that we hear from you right now. So if you can help us today, go online at basicgospel.net and make that donation, and we'll send that resource to you as our way of saying thank you. If you would like to make a contribution via phone, you can call this toll-free number, 844-322-2742, and Michelle will walk you through that process. Well, this is Basic Gospel. Thank you for being with us. The number, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. Well, let's go to our phone lines and talk to Clay, listening to us from Thorndale, Texas. Clay, you're on Basic Gospel Radio.
Bob, I want to hear you comment on Malachi 3:10, and here's my, I made an observation. I used to be a tither, And when I moved into grace and nothing else, I moved into the grace of giving, okay? And it extended to all areas of walking in grace. But my observation is a person can start out tithing and then move through grace, learn what the grace of giving is. But a pastor that collects the tithe and drags Malachi 3:10 to the other side of the cross and they know better, it's hard for them to let go of that and move into grace because they've backed themselves into a corner with decades of teaching. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're spot on, Clay. I mean, we you know, different pastors, different people get tied to this passage in Malachi, and you know, they may go into the New Testament and they may be very clear on the way of salvation. They may quote and preach and just pound the pulpit with Ephesians 2:8 and 9, for it is by grace that we have been saved through faith. It is not of works. It is a gift of God. So they may talk about that as far as salvation. And then when it comes to giving, you know, they change the paradigm. They bring in law. So it's grace for salvation. It's grace for living. But when it comes to giving, we have to revert back to law. So it's a mixed message. And oftentimes, you know, those in the pulpit and those in leadership, as far as in positions of leadership in Christianity, they don't want to let go of Malachi 3:10 because they're afraid if they do, the giving will dry up, that they won't be able to meet their bills, they won't be able to fulfill their obligations. So that fear keeps them latched on to this particular verse. But if you read the verse, it's kind of interesting. It says, bring the full tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house. Well, that gives us some insight as to what the tithe was. It wasn't money. It was food substances. So they would bring all kinds of gifts, tithes that were agricultural products, were you know, goats and rams and those sort of things, and they would put them in the storehouse. There was a storehouse where those would be delivered, and then those food substances would be used in the sacrificial system, and then it would be used to support the Levitical priesthood. But it was food for the storehouses. That's what it was. So, but here's the good news, Clay. As far as this is concerned, in the book of Hebrews, we see this in chapter 7, where there is a change of the priesthood. There is of necessity a change in the law. So there was the Levitical priesthood. At the cross, that changed from the Levitical priesthood to Jesus Christ. Jesus is our high priest, and he was not from the bloodline of Levi. He was from the tribe of Judah. And there's nothing in the law about priests coming from the tribe of Judah. So we're talking about something that transcends the law. We're talking about a covenant of grace. And when this covenant changed, when this priesthood changed, everything changed, including how we give. And how we give is written down for us in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, and it is the grace of giving. It is God's Spirit moving in our hearts to give joyfully, freely, without obligation, to support the proclamation of the good news and to meet the needs of others. And there's great joy in that. There's absolutely great joy. So we need to recognize the entirety, the full breadth of this new covenant. It affects every single aspect of our lives, our new lives in Christ, including giving. So we can let go of Malachi 3:10, as Gentiles, we weren't a part of that anyway, and we can embrace this grace of giving and allow God's Spirit to do his work in us. And here's the thing I always like to say, Clay. God so loved the world that he gave. God's a giver, isn't he? That's part of his nature. That's part of his essence. This God has come to live inside of us. And as we get to know him, we're going to find ourselves wanting to give, wanting to use the resources that we have that God has entrusted to us, wanting to use our talents and our time to help spread the good news of Jesus and to love others as God in Christ has loved us.
Bob, and also, I think until that manhandled law that's brought over into the new covenant, if a person chooses to live by it, it's the ministry of condemnation, because they're not doing it and no one else is doing it. And so it negates the promise of God that there's therefore no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. I'll hang up. Thank you.
Thank you, Clay. Thanks for your call. Always good to hear from you. Let's go to Fort Worth and talk to Dwayne, listening to us on KWRD. Hi, Dwayne. You're on Basic Gospel Radio.
Oh, thank you. It's been a while. I called. It's been 2 or 3 years ago. I've been y'all before. But I touched base with y'all again. And there was somebody on the radio was preaching a message a while back. And something he said I just didn't agree with. And I'm guilty of not looking into it myself. It's, study that self-approval, so but I confess that. But I just wanted to see if I could get a quick reference from you on this, because I think it was in regards to what you said was about the lampstand and about the ones that was filled and versus the ones that's not. And the way he put it, he didn't just come out and say it, but the way he put it as if, you know, if a person don't do, you know, the service and go and reach out to people about and know, you know, so they can know Jesus as the Lord and Savior, as if they're going to lose their salvation. And the way he referenced that, that sounds that like I believe he misconstrued that. And
well, absolutely, Dwayne, he did. There's an abundance of passages in the New Testament that say once you're saved, it's a forever thing. I love the passage specifically.
I mean, I know we're supposed to go out there and reach out. I mean, you know,
yeah.
That's one of the evidence of a person, to my understanding. It's not, I know you're not saved.
Well, Dwayne,
that,
here's
you should to help people know. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, as far as that parable is concerned, those that had the oil for the oil lamps and those that didn't, it is a parable about being prepared. And the only way that we are prepared or equipped for salvation is to be made new, to be made alive in Christ, and then to be filled or to be indwelt by the Spirit of God. And so oil in the scripture is always something that is pointing to the Holy Spirit. And so there were those that were prepared. Why? Because they were equipped with the oil, which represents the Holy Spirit. And then there were those who said, hey, we're just going to wait until the end. And then the end came and they weren't prepared. They went about doing their own thing, doing life their way, and they missed out on the blessing of God. So what it's talking about is being prepared for the Lord. So, Dwayne, if you're in Christ, you're prepared. You have oil in the lamp, and that's good news. And His name is the Holy Spirit. So you are prepared, and that's what that's talking about.
Memory. Yeah, thank you for refreshing my memory on that.
Hey, you are so welcome.
But, you know, it's just like the Bible even talks about this, and you probably know too. If we don't study the Word, you know, in a way that, you know, continuously, we can forget things, and boy, I'm guilty of that on that one. It came to my mind. Everything you said came back to my. It refreshed me on what I once knew, and I don't know why it went blank, and I couldn't remember that.
Well, sometimes these minds of ours can do that, and that's why we need to encourage one another and ask these questions of one another, and let the word kind of jar our memories and get us thinking correctly about these things. So, Dwayne, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it. You call anytime, okay?
Thank you.
All right. God bless. Well, this is Basic Gospel. I'm Bob Christopher, 844-322-2742. Just a few minutes left, but time for you if you call quickly. Again, the number 844-322-2742. We have a question from one of our YouTube listeners. Let me see if I can find that. It went somewhere. Gregory asked this, what is the third use of the law? And that is a good question. You know, we see a spiritual purpose of the law, and that that purpose was to diagnose our sins through the law. As Paul says in Romans 3:20, we gain the knowledge of sin. We learn what sin is through the law. I give this illustration. Somebody goes and buys a Porsche, and that car is meant for speed, and when you take it out on the road, you just can't help but push that pedal down as far as you can to just feel the power of that engine and just the joy of driving at that speed on the road. And then you pass a sign, and the sign says 55. Well, that sign is the law. That's the law. And so when you look at the sign and it says 55, and then you look at your speedometer and it says 105 or 95 or whatever it might be, you've gained the knowledge that going 95 is sin. Going 95 is a violation of the law. So we gain the knowledge of the law. And then it says in Galatians that the law is a tutor that leads us to Christ. So we have this education through the law that diagnoses our problem, shows us our need for a Savior, and then points us forward to Christ himself. So those are two aspects of the law that God uses in a spiritual way. But certainly the law had a purpose for the nation of Israel. It was their rule of life. It was how they were to conduct themselves as a nation. So it was between God and the people of Israel. So it shaped kind of their life. It shaped their religious life. It shaped the way they handled problems and conflicts. It just gave them everything that they needed to congregate and become this nation of Israel, of how they were going to live in the promised land. But all of that was simply a shadow pointing forward to the realities that they and then us are to experience by grace through faith in Jesus. So it had a temporary purpose for the nation of Israel to be their rule of life. It has a spiritual purpose for us to give us the knowledge of sin and then to point us forward to Christ Jesus. But once those purposes have been fulfilled, then we are no longer under the law. Once we've realized our need, once we've turned to Christ by faith, now we are led by the Spirit of God. He is our rule of life. Hope that helps, Gregory. We certainly appreciate you joining with us on YouTube today. We'll be back tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We hope you will be with us. If you have a question or concern that you would like to pose on tomorrow's broadcast, you can do so by leaving that question on a recording. We will get to it. The number 844-322-2742. Remember, Basic Gospel is listener-supported radio. We need your financial help to keep this good news going out on the air each and every day. Go to basicgospel.net and make your contribution today. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. So long.